Hey, welcome back to the 5-Minute Strategist. Have you heard that trick to figure out what you actually want, where you're trying to decide between two things and you flip a coin and pay attention to how you feel when the coin is in the air, like which option are you secretly hoping it lands on? Or if you don't feel anything in the air, when you get the result, when it lands and tells you which option to choose, how do you feel? Are you excited or are you disappointed? This is an incredibly useful tool to save you tons of time and energy and mental space when you're trying to choose between two things and you just can't pick. However, it comes with a really big caveat. It should be used as a last resort. It should be used to choose between two equally good options. It should be used after you've done all the analysis you can do, and now you simply have to choose. It's a way for you to do a gut check, but what you want to do is exhaust all the data first. Using data analytics in your business is what's going to give you the insights that you need to make smart, evidence-based decisions. So we're not relying on hunches. We're looking at what do the facts and the data tell us with regard to our strategy. Think about how data can give you an advantage in your sales and marketing. If you know when you're most likely to sell your services. So if you're in the fitness space, hello January, hello summer body, all of those cliches, right? If you're in the business space, August, September is launch-a-palooza. When you know this, you can then optimize and allocate your resources around those times. You can make sure that your marketing reflects that. You can make sure that you maximize the ROI of that time period. This is what data analytics brings to the table in your business. And these benefits can go beyond just how do I make a better decision. Looking at trends and patterns can help you spot issues early, which means that you can address them when they're tiny little problems, not giant big issues. Using data and patterns and insights shows you what's happening in operations, helps you reduce costs, helps you increase customer service, helps you know where to put your team, helps you to eliminate waste in your business, helps you to focus on the highest ROI at any given moment. So it makes you proactive rather than reactive in your business. If you are looking to scale your business, you need to be thinking about what you're doing with data. We've covered using data to spot things that are going wrong quickly, using it to make better decisions. But one of the superpowers of data is that it can help you see into the future, which as a small business owner operating in uncertainty at all the time is something that we would love to have. For example, you could use historical data, plug that into a predictive model, and it will forecast your sales. If you know what your sales are, you can proactively plan around delivery, how much team you might need, how much time it's going to take from you. When you use data to look for patterns in customers and market conditions, that's going to help you predict new market opportunities or places that you could expand or new offers that you could make. This is the kind of forecasting that takes you to the next level with your business. What you're trying to do here is use data to improve the accuracy of your forecast, of your predictions. So we're analyzing trends, we're looking at seasonal patterns, we're looking at historical performance and using that to project what could happen in the future. That then allows you to manage your cash flow, adjust your marketing, adjust your team, hire, whatever it is that you need to do to handle what you see coming down the track. We're trying to move from this guessing game of what might happen next year, which causes us to do things like make annual plans of this year plus 20% without any real analysis, and instead allows you to confidently make a plan. But here's the thing with data is you have to have it. And even if you think you don't have it in your business, you do have that data. The problem is that you haven't necessarily collected it and collated it in a format that you can use to go digging for insights in. So you have two options. You can go and gather that data, or you start today. You do not have an option to not do data. That is flying by the seat of your pants, and the next speed bump coming down the corner is going to knock you off course. The goal for data is not to create the world's prettiest spreadsheet. It's to help you make evidence-based decisions, to understand why you made a decision so that even if the decision is the wrong decision, you can go back and figure out where you went wrong so that you don't go wrong again in the future. So how do you use data to support your strategy?